We are gathered here to be with you, to seek your face, and to encounter your beauty tonight. Holy Spirit, we ask right now that you would help us to start to ascend. We release all of the baggage and the pain in our life circumstances and all of our concerns right now. We release them to you. And we thank you for the grace to begin to engage and go deeply into the presence of God. Have your way in this place. Have your way, Jesus. We welcome the ministry of the angels. We welcome the great cloud of witnesses. Let your kingdom come, Jesus, here tonight. It's all about you. Have your way. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us. Anoint us. Anoint us with fresh eyesight to see. Anoint us with the ability to hear and to enter in. Wow. Shoo. Wow. Whew. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to receive the ministry of Holy Spirit right now. Just let go of everything that's happened up to the moment you came into this meeting or you began to listen. And just focus your eyes now. Lock onto the face of Jesus like Peter on the water as he walked. Lock your eyes onto Jesus. Turn your affection and your attention towards him. Mean every word that we worship. Throw yourself into him. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. We're going into the glory tonight. We will not stop until we connect. Just keep singing that from our heart to Jesus. Just before Mark started to sing those words, I saw in the spirit the palanquin from the Song of Solomon that brought the king in for his wedding day. And I saw in the spirit the gold palanquin containing Jesus coming in. Holy. Coming into our midst. And I could feel the desire of his heart for us to just be with him. And the simplicity of that place in our hearts where nothing else matters anymore. All that matters is that we love him and we experience his love heart to heart. We are his inheritance. We are his. And he is ours. And he's inviting us into this place tonight of communion, of union, of oneness, heart immersed in heart, knowing all the insecurities and low self-esteem and false identity and pain just melting away as we become engulfed in the experience of his love. So this is his invitation. He wants us to know, each one of us, to come back or go deeper into that experience tonight of knowing that we are his. We are his very great reward. We are the reward of his sufferings, and he is ours. He's inviting us into oneness. So let your heart just go free now, just as though it's you and him right now. Some of you have already started going to encounters. The king is here. And we are the Shulamite. Some of you are feeling like you're almost at the end of your ability to carry on, like believing for him in situations that you're in. And Holy Spirit just spoke straight into my heart, and he said for us to just let go. Those of you who are feeling like this, overwhelmed, exhausted, hypocritical, like you have not even a thread of faith left, he said his river, the river of his presence, will carry you this evening and take you gently back into the full presence of Jesus. You're going to be restored tonight. So rest as the river of the presence of God is beginning to saturate the room and flow through us and around us, surrounding us. Let him just lift you. Lean back. In your heart, just lean back into the thick presence of God, into the arms of God, and let him carry you. And just breathe Holy Spirit's presence in like oxygen, and let his strength undergird you, even to be able to release your worship now, even to be able to release praying in tongues, singing in tongues, as you're trying to worship him. He knows where your heart's at. He knows the circumstances, and he's here. He's come as the king tonight to take you back into the experience of first love, back into encounter, to be restored and saturated and recalibrated, reconnected again, to heal you, restore you, meet your needs, exhilarate your heart with his love. He's saying, don't fear, don't fear. Little lambs, it is my Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. There's no no in the heart of God. So just let yourself flow in the river of his presence. Holy Spirit is here to usher us right into the heart of Jesus. Jesus is present. Heaven is engaged with us. Breathe him in. Breathe out love, even if it's a tiny little murmuring from your heart of, I love you. I'm weak, but I'm willing. Help. The river of God is here, and you're going to be free tonight. Imagine your heart right now as doors, two doors. Just with your will, open those doors. Let the King of Glory rush in and rush out from within you. The King of Glory. The King of Glory. The King of Glory. The King of Glory. One touch of resurrection life is all we need. Breathe him in. Let his strength help you to open the doors of your heart again so that he can rush in and rush through you with glory and begin to saturate every fiber of your being. He's literally going to engulf you right now with light. He's taking some of your faces very gently in his hands, and he's tilting your face back up to look into his eyes. He's giving you the capacity to see his eyes and to see the burning passion of love that is the motivating force of God, looking straight back at you and coming through you as power to set your heart free, to set you free, to ignite that flame that's deep inside of you so that it combusts again and your passion comes alive again for God, and strength engulfs you like flames of fire. That's what he's doing tonight. The King is here. And the flaming, passionate, fiery love of God is available. He's saying, you wear the robes of royalty. You wear the robes of kings. As I look at you in the spirit, you are clothed in my righteousness. You wear crowns. You carry scepters. You are made in my image. You are clothed in the finery of God. I have bestowed upon you my glory. You are carriers of the King. You are replicas of the King, and I am bringing you forth in perfection. Tonight you will believe again. Tonight you will see again. I'm here that you can experience me and my strength and my love. I'm here for you, my bride, my people, my inheritance. You belong to me. No one can snatch you out of my hand. The storms that have been raging will not cause you to drown as you've attempted to walk on the water towards me. You will not drown. You will live. Look into my eyes. And rise up. You are mighty men and women of valor. My grace is sufficient and my strength is within you. And tonight, your life will change. You are in the presence of God.
Just receive his love. Just receive his love. Jesus, I receive your love. Jesus, I receive your love. Jesus, I receive your love. Jesus, I receive. Jesus, Jesus, I receive your heart. Jesus, I receive your heart. Jesus, I receive your heart. Jesus, I receive.
These are the words of Jesus as he was speaking to Paul, recorded for us in 2 Corinthians. And he speaks these words to us right now. My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. Paul continues, so I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I'm not defeated by my weaknesses, but I'm delighted in them. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. How amazing is that? These are the ways of the kings. This is the way of the conduct of our heart as people of God. This is a life transforming key that Paul gives us. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. So just let the weaknesses within you flow right now to Jesus. Let everyone open up as a portal. Just give you over to him, acknowledging that apart from him we can do nothing. That every trouble on every side, that all persecution, that all mistreatment, that all challenges, all difficulties, all impossibilities, all internal struggles and external struggles are turning right now to become portals, allowing God's power to conduit through into you and into your world. Paul goes on to say, Christ is not weak or feeble in his dealings with you, but mighty and powerful within you. For although he was crucified as a weakling, now he lives robed with God's power. And we also are weak ones in our co-crucifixion with him, but now we live in God's triumphant power together with him, which is demonstrated on your behalf. There is nothing unredeemable in your life. There is nothing too difficult. The intention of Jesus is that every weakness, as we walk in humility, we walk in the light, in truth. We recognize our value, our incredible value. We acknowledge our weaknesses. And we allow them to become those open portals. And he will burst through in resurrection glory and transform. Wow. wants to be our stronger covenant partner. With heaven's armies mobilized on his behalf. There's nothing too difficult for him as we trust him, as we hand over our weaknesses, as we relinquish control. This is the key to power. The momentary troubles and struggles of our life, as Paul says, are bringing forth in us an eternal weight of glory. Every single divine exchange moment allows more of God to invade our life, internally and externally. As we turn the weaknesses over, as we turn the troubles over. Wow. Going to say a few more things. Stay just in this place. I encourage you to stay in this place. I felt the Lord's weighty Shekinah presence resting tonight, really weighty. I could hardly stand. I was hanging on to the podium, just as his weighty Shekinah presence was increasing. And I knew that he was opening up a portal for the divine exchange to happen for us tonight, that we could literally, we're going to do it in a minute. I'm going to share a couple of other things, and then just Julie will share some things. And then I want every one of us to go through the divine exchange. We want this to be an activation for you, an experience of divine transformation tonight. The Lord's moving already, but we want every one of you to experience tonight the reality of the portal that opens up, that brings his power in exchange for your weaknesses. Wow. So I want to give maximum time to that. And we'll just stand together. You know, either if you stay where you are or come down to the front, there's really heavy, weighty Shekinah presence here. Just step into the portal. Step into the portal of power. We're going into the portal of power tonight. I'm just going to speak a few more things over you and then hand over to Julie. And then all the time, keep activating this. Just keep engaging. This is about you and Jesus, and we're facilitating that relationship. So you enter in. It's not about us preaching at the front or speaking at the front. It's about what we're saying is to create an atmosphere to facilitate encounter. The most important thing is your relationship with Jesus, and that you leave here tonight having gone through the portal of power. This is part of the walk of the King. In this season, the prophets are in agreement around the world now that the season that we're in is the season of the ecclesia rising. The gathering of the body of Christ to legislate, to be governmental. Those of us ruled by the Spirit of God indwelling us. That's the definition of ecclesia. It's the resting place of God in the earth again, where we're ones that individually and collectively have the mind of Christ, so that we can legislate, bringing his kingdom rule on earth. Where we can take the weaknesses and the brokenness in our own life and others' life And we can teach people they are a portal into divine power, into engaging and receiving divine power. Started to really highlight that we are, the prophets are in agreement, we're in the season of Ecclesia rising, we're in the season of the kings coming forth now. Those of us that are clothed in the nature of God, shining, filled with virtue, radiating the light of His beauty, as we live on the inside in that permanent place of connection, divine exchange, beauty for ashes, power for persecutions and weakness and trouble, His strength undergirding our life, with in a place where we're so surrendered, we're permanently connected in that heart attitude, that constant heart attitude of trust that allows His power and His strength to manifest through us, to flow unhindered. Trust is like a door that we can open and close into the heart of God, into the spirit realm. That as we choose to trust, it opens the door for the flow of His life. As we move back into unbelief, it separates us. Thank you, Jesus. Figured, connected, radiating love and authority, immersed in God consciousness, filled with the mind of God, with the wisdom of God, every moment in every situation, rightly aligned to our circumstances, because we're seeing as He sees every situation, every person, ascended. Key that I shared last, the month before last, that Jesus gave me through the encounter that I had in the north of England on the top of Pendle Hill, where he showed me Queen Elizabeth I in her earlier years, as she would have looked in her earlier years. She was representing redeemed monarchy as she stood next to me, clothed in a simple brown ankle-length dress, and over the top of that she was covered in chainmail, like it was woven together like a garment, representing the absolute protection of God, the power of His blood that we have. And she was carrying that heavy wooden sword that she dragged along the ground, and along the side of the sword it said the words, "Rise and rise again until lambs become lions." And the key that the Lord just blasted into my spirit was that the key for the kings in this season to be transfigured from being lambs to becoming lions, to be able to roar with the sound of the heart of God, of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to move in effective governmental authority. The key to that being established within us is to rise, to ascend, to rise and rise again, to continue to ascend and connect. Transfigured, as we live in that place of oneness, just by turning our affection on the inside to Him. Till lambs become lions. That's where we're going. That's the season we're in. And the end of that verse, when I researched it, it says, until evil is no more. The obliteration of darkness from planet Earth will occur as the radiant splendor of the presence of God cascades out through his people and engulfs every situation we touch. How much of the planet can we cover with light before Jesus comes back? We'll see. But that's our mandate. The Adamic nature, under the deception of Satan, became a construct of darkness. We are a new creation brought forth as a construct of light. We are ones made in the image of God. Everything we see in the life of Jesus, he is our prototype. He's the firstborn among us. As we look at him, as we gaze into his eyes, as we spend time with him and we absorb the beauty of who he is and we are changed, we see who we are. As we look at his life in the scriptures, we see who we are, in whose image we've been made. He's preparing us now to do the greater works, to reveal him like no other time in history. The little bits that we're seeing, he's giving us vision that we won't perish, but that we will flourish from that place of understanding, of clear visibility, of being able to agree with what he's doing and so rightly aligned to our circumstances. We'll know how to cooperate with him because we can see, because we're living by his grace now in that ascended, connected place of oneness with his life flowing through us. So, like he said to us in the scriptures, fear not, is a command. Fear not, I have overcome the world. We are not under the systems of the world that don't have their source in the mind of God. We butt up against these structures, but we're not under them. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are learning who we are and the authority we have and have been predestined to walk in, to legislate as an extension of the being of God. This is who we are. We may not feel like this, but this is who we are. And we have an invitation tonight to just really re-engage him and allow the weaknesses to become the portal for his power to touch our lives again. And I believe it for some of you in a way that you've never experienced before. This key is one of the major keys to take us from being lambs to being lions. Utter dependency on the strength of who he is on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Julie have some share what's on her heart, and then let's really do some business and shift. into the portal.
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 15. I've been living in that small passage for the last few days, and just know that it's so much for us, for all of us this evening. Like Liz said, there are many of us who have perhaps felt pressed on every side, and facing incredible challenges, almost overwhelming, really wondering, how is this going to work out, Lord? Where is your strength going to come from? How am I going to make it? Am I going to make it through? And as I've been pressing in this week, in our own circumstances at home, and this passage from Song of Solomon 1:15 just began to speak to me so clearly. And it's Jesus speaking to us through the allegory, and he's speaking it forth to us tonight, because he's saying, you are beautiful, my love. You are beautiful. You have dove's eyes. You have dove's eyes. And the amazing thing about the dove is that she hasn't got any peripheral vision. She's able to only look at one thing. Just one thing at a time. Jesus is calling us. He's really calling us in this season to fix our gaze upon him. Fix your gaze upon him right now. Just start looking at Jesus. Take your eyes off the circumstances of your life and start to fix your gaze upon Jesus, for you are his dove, his beautiful one. You have dove's eyes. There's a passage in Luke 11, I believe, that tells us that when the eye is functioning correctly, that our whole body is illumined and that we are filled with light. And if we put the two passages together, and this is the truth for us this evening, and this is an important key for us at this time, and particularly for those of us who are just pressing through, really pressing through and wondering, when is my breakthrough coming? Where are the answers going to come from? And the truth is that the answers are going to come from one source and one alone, from Jesus. He is your source. As you abide in the vine, as you rest in that place tonight, as you relinquish control and surrender in absolute trust now. We just encourage you, as we start to move into this time of deeper ministry, bring forth that place, that issue, that problem, that circumstance, that area of stubborn refusal to move, where you've fought and you've tried your very hardest over and over again even to change. These are the very things tonight that are to be relinquished and to be released as you turn your gaze and you begin to look to Jesus, to gaze upon him, his beautiful one, his dove. So we cannot afford to take our eyes from his beautiful face. We can't afford to start to look at the circumstances around us, because when we do, it truly is, and Liz shared it a few times tonight, the thread was there, like Peter, who got out of the boat, and it was on the very impossibility of the natural realm that Jesus called him to walk. And this is us. We are being called in this hour as the kings and as priests, as members of the royal household, as the royal priesthood, to take up our position in Christ as the overcomers and begin to walk in the natural realm at a higher level of authority than we have ever walked before. And the cry of our heart might have been down the years, Lord, why have my prayers not been answered? Why is this matter that I have brought before you over and over and over again, why is it not shifting? When is the answer going to come? The answer is coming out of the very, very depths of your trust and your relationship with Jesus, because your love for him is so precious. And I know from my own situation, my own circumstances, that when the pressure starts to come around you, and you know many of these things are familiar to you, they're familiar ways, they're cycles of behavior, they are well-worn paths in which we mobilize in our soul realm, we mobilize into self-sufficiency, because that's all that we know how to do in this area. We have never yet been able to fully access the provision of the strength from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as we press through tonight in Jesus' name, these are the areas that we're going to bring before him, so that like Peter, who was in the midst of the storm, the battle was raging, the very thing that threatened to overthrow his little boat and possibly even drown him. And how many of us can look at our circumstances and say, yes, that's exactly how I feel. I do feel like that. I feel like I'm going to drown any minute. And here comes Jesus saying, look at me, get out of the boat and begin to walk on the water. And as you look towards me and concentrate on me and refuse to take your gaze from me, you will prevail. You will prevail. And as we look at him, all darkness has to disperse. It has to, because as we look at him, we are filled with the light and our whole body is illumined, our whole body. So every soul wound, every way in which we have been wounded and we've wounded ourselves as we've mobilized into trying to cope, trying to get the strength from somewhere to make our circumstances work, where we're not getting the breakthrough, so we try to get the breakthrough for ourselves and we wound our soul. We wound ourselves because we've gone into that place, we've disconnected, we've come out of alignment from the very source of supply, who is Jesus himself. And so tonight, in the name of Jesus, we begin to bring these very deep areas into his presence, that portal for our miracle. Our weakness doesn't offend him. Our failures don't offend him. I'm coming to learn in my journey with Jesus that the very deepest things that I struggle with, the things that I find it the hardest to trust him for, are the ways in which he is teaching me to overcome. Those are very, very specific doors, and many of them have relevance to our family, their familiar ways. Many of them even have generational implications. But I say in the name of Jesus that where the war has been waged against you, where the battle has been strong, where you feel in your personal life and maybe in your family and in your generations that you have been robbed and you have had so much taken away from you, nothing, nothing, nothing can overwhelm the power of the love of God. Nothing, there's nothing in the earth that can do that. And Jesus' love is available for us right now in fresh measure. And so as we just begin to press in now, bring those areas, bring the deepest fear of your heart. Bring it. He's not offended by that. He's been waiting and longing for you to release it in absolute surrender and trust. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to just continue. We're going to continue. We're going to press in some more in the glory. If you would like to come down, If you'd like to lie down on the floor, I literally got off my seat and sat down. I'm sitting down, Lord, inside of you. I'm going to receive from you tonight everything that you have to give. So feel free, come forward, lie down if you want to. Bring those deepest matters of your heart to Jesus and start to look into his face with dove's eyes that don't see the peripheral circumstances. Don't look at them. Look at him.